Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about the importance of having a clear plan for summertime sex and what you need to do to make it happen.
And I've got a great anonymous quote for each and every one of you. It says, "Tan lines will fade, but the memories will last forever. This is the summer to make memories for the two of you."
I like that.
It's true, because, you know, summertime is here, folks. There's going to be lots and lots of tan lines, and they will fade. Sunburns will fade. But the memories that the two of you make this summer, that's what you're going to have to carry you on. And so as we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show, we do so with a hug. And the hug is your opportunity to share with the One Extraordinary Marriage family how this show or the resources have impacted your marriage, not just to you know, toot your own horn, which we love having you do, but also to inspire others and to bring message of hope to others in the one family. Maybe some of you that are brand new listeners, you're like, what's this hug thing about? Well, this hug is where you're going to hear from other folks just like you who are making transformation in their marriage. Mm-hmm. And this week's hug is brought to you by One Extraordinary Marriage's free resource, Top 10 Ways to Initiate. And you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/initiate. Because the fact of the matter is, like I said just a few minutes ago, summertime is here. It's a time for relaxing and for fun. And it's so important that with all that you have going on this summer, that initiating does not take a back seat to all of the other activities. So pick up this free resource to make sure that the two of you have a summer to remember. Take an idea or two and make it yours. And don't forget to share with your spouse what you're going to be doing or how you're going to be initiating so that he or she knows when you are taking action in your marriage. So again, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/initiate to get that free resource. And this hug came in via an email. The listener said, "I just wanted to share with you that your book has made a huge difference to our marriage. We finally have some real intimacy happening after struggling with the effects of a pornography addiction all our married life. God is definitely leading us to healing, and I want to thank you for being a part of that. For the first time, my husband actually seems to be getting withdrawals if we don't have sex for a few days, and he's wanting to initiate." Hello, top 10 ways to initiate sex. "We did the challenge a couple of weeks ago, and it was a challenge, enjoyable one. With 2-year-old twins, my mother and other friends staying with us, and we also had to go away for a weekend in there. The first day, we almost didn't want to start with a number of things happening to make us feel very out of sorts, but we pushed through and kept our commitment. We have moved on to the intimacy lifestyle now, and although my husband only needs to initiate once, he's going for twice this week, almost unheard of before this. I am so grateful for what this book and your resources have done for us."
Yeah, and the book she's talking about is The 7 Days of Sex Challenge.
And we're going to be talking about that as part of the show today because, mm-hmm. you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, we're recording this show on Memorial Day weekend 2016. So this is the, you know, the official kickoff to summer. It's the time when kids are getting out of school, vacation plans are going into full force, mm-hmm. and there's a lot going on. And what we hear from so many folks come, you know, like when the kids go back to school is, "Oh my gosh, like the summer got away from us and our sex life went with it."
Right. Between kids being at home, going on vacation, maybe folks or friends coming over to your place, hanging out with you. You know, there's a number of things that end up happening. And having been doing the show now for 6.5 years, every summer, we honestly get that sort of a, "Oh my gosh, we're back into school and we just don't even know what happened over the last 7-8 weeks.
Right. And, you know, here's the funny thing about summer. It shows up just as regularly as Christmas does.
Right.
Right. It does. So we need to have a plan. Mm-hmm. Guys, and we're really going to be talking about that. The first part of the show, we're going to be talking about those things that pull the two of you away from each other during the summer, or those times when your sexual intimacy isn't firing. And then we're going to talk about ways to have a plan, an executable plan.
Right.
Right. And some of that will be mixed in together. But, you know, let's talk about vacations, because Tony and I are actually 2 weeks away from our 20th. He is shaking his head. He's so excited.
So
bucket
excited.
List. We're 2 weeks away from celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary.
It's early.
We're celebrating 3 months early, yeah, just because of our life and schedules. But we're going to Peru.
We're going to Peru.
Right. So for all of you that are like, wait a minute, you just said it was your 20th wedding anniversary and you're going to Peru.
Yes.
This is a bucket list item for us.
Yes. Something that's been on our bucket list since...
probably like, I'm saying like 17 years.
I was going to say our third year of marriage.
Yeah, right around there. And so sometimes when you go on vacations, I mean, we actually did a whole show called Sexpectations, talking, and we'll put a link to it, talking about the expectations that you have on vacation. Now, a lot of people, when I share with them that we're going to Peru, look at me like, that's how you're spending your anniversary? Like, seriously? You're not going to a beach somewhere and, you know, like frou-frou drinks and, you know, warm sand? And we actually considered that. But Tony has such an adventuresome spirit that a week of sitting on a beach doing nothing pretty much makes his skin crawl.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
he gets bored.
Right. And I think you would agree with me, though, too, is that we both felt that some adventure, something that would just mm-hmm. really take us out of our comfort zone,
of where
we're going to go, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, is something that we both were really looking for in this trip.
And so, you know, part of planning a trip for Tony and Elisa is we actually start talking about, like, what's the sex going to be like on the trip?
Right.
Right? Like, and the reason we bring this up is because we want you guys to have that conversation too. Wherever you're going on vacation this summer, have the conversation. What's our sex life going to look like? You know, you heard from that hug that couple's doing the intimacy lifestyle. Well, when they're traveling, how does that impact?
Right.
Right? Because you're probably going to travel somewhere over the summer. And a lot of people, we've heard, and it happens for us too, that when you're unplugged from all the regular distractions and all the other stuff you've got going on, people really like vacation sex.
And yet, you need to know what you're going to get into before you go on vacation. This has been something that we have, you know,
done wrong,
faced up. You know, we face this ourselves, and we just learned that, wow, you know, we really need to make sure that we're on the same page mm-hmm. when we go on this vacation trip. Yes, it is our 20th anniversary. And yet, you know, we're going to South America. This is our first time. We're going to a country we've never been to. We're going to be landing in Peru. We'll be there. You know, we have pretty long flights. You know, we're mm-hmm. going to be going from LAX to Dallas, Dallas down to Lima, Peru, spending about a day in Lima. And then we go up to Cusco, which is in the Andes. We're going to be at 11,000 feet.
Hello, altitude.
We live at sea level. Lima is at sea level. And so even for us, just the expectation of like, oh my gosh, we're going to be at 11,000 feet. Elisa has had
altitude sickness
at times. So we're aware of that, making sure that we both stay healthy, because that's no fun when you have a throbbing headache, mm-hmm. right? And then we're spending 6 days up in that elevation. We're going to be going to Machu Picchu, which is around the 8,000 foot elevation. We're going to be hiking up to Machu Picchu Peak. And so as we're looking at our entire vacation and what we're doing and the tours and all that we're going through, we had to look at each other and go, okay, realistically, what do we think we should plan for when it comes to having summertime sex, when it comes to having sex on this vacation? And we had to honestly look at each other and go, okay, we're going to be a little bit out of our comfort zone mm-hmm. and we don't want to put too much pressure on each other. And yet, we still want to have sex in another country.
And I'm just laughing because we've actually had this conversation a number of times already, but saying it out loud, like we want to have sex in Peru. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of that like notch on your belt type of thing. Like, okay, well, there's another country we've had sex in. And, you know, it is one of those things. And so for us, we said, okay, you know what? If we can have sex once on this trip, like there's the win.
Right.
Right. And some of you are going, wait, that's once out of like a week and a half. Right. But here's the thing. We're doing all of this other stuff. So we didn't want to have the ex. Now, will we have sex more than once? Possibly. But we're not putting that expectation on the front end of the trip so that somebody ends up disappointed.
Right.
And that's really where, you know, when you start talking about summertime sex and having these conversations on, you know, right now we're just talking about vacation, but, you know, these different aspects, when you start having the conversation, it allows you to have realistic expectations instead of unmet expectations. And let me tell you, there's a huge difference between realistic and unmet, right? And the only way it's going to be realistic is if the two of you sit down and say, what can we do? Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, if we were taking that Caribbean, like, let's sit on a beach for a week, the expectation of how many times we'd have sex would probably be once a day, right? We'd probably do a 7 days of sex challenge.
Most likely, yeah, because there's a massive difference in what we'd be doing in each of those locations. And so for some of you, you know, we've taken vacations in the past where, you know, we do a VRBO. And for those of you who don't know that, that's vacation rental by owner. And we'll rent a house. And we've rented houses in Morro Bay and in Tahoe, in Cave Mammoth. Creek, mm-hmm. Mammoth. And those are different vacations altogether, right? We're in the States. We're typically driving. You know, kids are in different rooms. It's just a way to get away. And so there's just a different expectation. Mm-hmm. What we didn't do, though, on many of those, we never talked about it before we left. And so that's where, like, if you listen to Sexpectations, which I'll have in our show notes here, you'll see that there are unmet expectations, but they were never talked about. So we're going into this one with our eyes wide open, mm-hmm. with the conversation already had, so that we're both on the same page. And we can truly enjoy our vacation. Not to say we wouldn't, but this way, we're going to be able to enjoy our vacation. We'll be able to figure out that time, that place, where we really want to have sex that one time. And if we have it more than once, then we do.
Well, and it's, you know, guys, okay, I mean, you've heard us say this so many times. And for those of you that are brand new listeners, you haven't, but you're going to hear this over and over again. When you get intentional about your sex life, you know, that's really where the magic happens, right? Because you don't lead yourself into a place of disappointment.
Right.
You don't walk into a place of disappointment. I mean, we've been talking about vacation here, but I also want to talk about, you know, what happens when you have people vacationing or visiting you over the summer. And all of a sudden, like, we were having dinner with some friends last night, and the wife was just sharing how they've got, you know, a couple of weeks during the summer, a couple different weeks during the summer where different family members are coming in. Right. So you've got, you know, you've got siblings coming in with their kids. You've got parents coming in. You got, you know, and again, you just have a different dynamic in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so now you've got all these extra bodies, and your house doesn't quite flow the same way when extra people are in your home. You and I, you know this, right?
Right.
A ton of you are just shaking your heads right now going, oh yeah, you know, my brother's coming this summer. My sister's coming this summer. My parents are coming this summer. I know what you're talking about, Elisa. And the thing is that you've got to, again, you've got to plan ahead of time for what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got family members coming in, for those of you with young children, I'm actually going to say, schedule a date night when you've got built-in babysitters. You know, especially if it's grandparents, give the grandparents a night one-on-one with their grandkids, right? And go get away for the night, right? Give yourselves the opportunity. You know, ask, if it's your parents, ask your parents, hey, we'd love to just get away for a night, give you a night with the kids. Would you mind? Right? Or even a few hours. I don't care how long you, but go, right? Have the conversation ahead of time, because here's what happens. You know, family comes in and you haven't talked about what your sex life is going to look like with the family, and you're running around showing them all the tourist sites. You're coming home exhausted, and your spouse is like, hey, I what about me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is your family. What about me? And instead of having that resentment build up, instead of having that gripe start to come into your marriage, why not have a conversation ahead of time? Hey, I know my parents are going to be here this week. I've already asked mom and dad if they could watch the kids one night. So we're going to get away for a few hours. Or, you know, I know somebody's coming in this week. How are we going to work together to make the intimacy lifestyle happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to do this? And remember, guys, the two of you are on the same team.
Right.
Right. Figuring out your sex life is not something that the husband or the wife does by themselves. Right? The two of you, if you've got, you know, these different dynamics happening over the summer, the two of you need to come together and say, what are we going to do this week?
And really, I would say, for those of you who are on your intimacy lifestyle, mm-hmm. and on the intimacy lifestyle, you guys are already there. Like, you have a plan. The thing that you're going to really have to stay focused on is, how do we make the intimacy lifestyle work around everything else that's going on during the summer? between vacations and folks being home, kids being around more, because of, for some of you, daytime sex has become a norm. That is something you enjoy doing. You're both awake.
Nobody's, we like awake sex. I'm telling
you. You know, kids are in school. They're away. You can be loud. You can let loose a little bit. And we get that because we're there ourselves. We enjoy daytime sex.
Because I said to Tony last week, oh my gosh, we only have 2 more weeks until the kids are home during the day. And he just looked at me and I'm like, daytime sex.
It's
two words, daytime sex.
Right? So you're going, oh no, what are we going to do? And does that mean that you're going to take advantage of more shower time sex during this time? There's a shift that happens. And with that shift means that we got to just have some clarity among ourselves of what it's going to look like now. Because I'll tell you, 8 weeks of not talking about it and just going, okay, we're just going to have sex twice a week and we're going to just do it at night and, you know, we're going to wait for the kids to get to bed. I know it's going to wear some of you out. I know it because you have teenagers. And guess what? Your teenager is up till 1 a.m. I don't know about you, but I'm not staying up past my teenager to have sex. I'm going to pass out. I just am.
We can't stay up later than our teenager. I mean, it's
right. Just, yeah. And so we got to have these discussions to figure out ways that we're going to be able to enjoy ourselves during this season of the year, which is summertime. Right? Because if we don't, like I said earlier in the show, 8 weeks is going to go by and we're going to be frustrated. So let's talk about it. Another thing that may happen over the summertime. And Elisa and I, for the last 2 weeks, have been battling a cold. And not just a little, oh, we're sneezing. I mean, you guys may not notice it over the show here, but we've been hacking. We've been sick. I mean, waking up in the mornings just crummy at times. And you may get a summertime cold. You may get, you know, a summertime just viral infection or what have you. Mm-hmm. And that throws you for a loop. So talk about those times when, you know, sickness happens during the summertime, which many of us don't think about because it's usually during the winter when folks get sick or whatever. And so that's over the winter time, we're like, ah, no big deal. It happens. We get sick. And yet in the summertime when it happens, we get totally tweaked. We're like, I can't believe we're sick. And that's me because I do not like being sick. And I can't remember the last time.
I don't think anybody likes being sick. It's just, it's out of season, you just kind of feel like you're getting robbed, right? I mean, it's like the weather's nice. I should be able to go out inside. And, you know, like, I mean, Tony's basically hooked up to a tissue box, blowing his nose. And, you know, I can't get a full night's sleep because, you know, I've got sore throat and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, we're just miserable. And, you know, the intimacy lifestyle is off for us right now because of this. And, you know, the other day, my days were coming up and Tony's like, you do realize intimacy lifestyle, like we're almost out of time for your days. And I'm like, dude, we haven't been sleeping. We both can't be horizontal at the same time because of the fact that we just start coughing. And it's like, you know, barking seals in our bedroom. Not the most romantic sound. And so we just talked through that to say, okay, here's where we're at.
And believe me, it wasn't this wonderful, like, oh, okay, that's just perfect. I will say I was a little frustrated.
Sure.
I definitely was a little frustrated. And so I had to come to terms with where we were at, right? Like, right, you know, Elisa is right here. You know, we are both just not feeling crummy. And it's probably not the best thing. Even though I desire her in this moment, I'm going to honor her and just go, you know what? Yeah, we'll take a pass. Unbeknownst to me, then her period starts. So that just compounds it. That's a whole nother thing.
And that's going to happen during the summer too. I mean,
that will.
But it's looking at all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that Tony touched on a few minutes ago that we really need to talk about is the kids, right? Because their schedules are all over the place. They're hanging, you know, if you've got older kids, they're hanging out with friends, which means they're coming and going at different times. You know, if you've got younger kids, you're doing play dates and you're going here and there and everywhere else. And so, you know, hello, creativity. Right. You know, Tony mentioned more shower dates. I know there was a while back when somebody shared with us that their kids won't touch the laundry room with a 10-foot pole, you know, because it's like kids and laundry are often repelled. Right. So they'll use the laundry room. Right? Because there's no way their kids are going to go anywhere near the laundry room. You know, you just turn on the washer and the dryer, doing a load of laundry, lock the door and call it good. Right? But you've got to find those opportunities, because here's the thing. A lot of couples go and just ramp up all of their activities over the summer, which means that by the time you actually get to bedtime, you're exhausted, right? Because you've been to the beach and you went to the park and you went to the playground and you went to the water park and you went and, you know, the amusement park and you did all these different kinds of things. And if you're waiting for the end of the day, let me tell you, I'll give you a little clue here too. It stays lighter longer. So for those of you that have kids that go to bed when it's dark, summertime is tough.
Yeah.
Because like we lived in Washington State and I remember like up at the height of summer, it was like 10 o'clock before it got dark. Right. I mean, or it seemed that way anyway.
It was. No, it was like 10:30.
Yeah, it was late. And so you guys know if you're waiting for your kids to fall asleep when it's dark, you're going to be waiting a long time. So you got to like take advantage of nap times. You got to take advantage of when your kids are out of the house. And here's the deal. Lock the door when your children leaves. Okay, we're not just talking about having locks on your bedroom doors, but if your kid's going to be gone and they actually have to ring the doorbell when they come home, it's okay. It's okay. Have them ring the doorbell, set up some kind of, you know, chime on the garage door so you at least know when they're walking in the garage door, or if your front door makes a noise or whatever it is. But take advantage of it. I mean, we had one couple, I remember a few years ago, we did 7 days of sex challenge. They had like older children and younger children. They would give the older children money for ice cream.
Yep.
And send all the kids out to go get ice cream and take advantage of the 30 minutes or whatever they had. Right? Because it's a win-win. Have somebody take your kids for ice cream. You're home. Kids get ice cream. Mom and dad look like a hero because the kids are getting ice cream. And you've got time together during the day.
Right. And this is also that opportunity for you guys. What we mentioned at the top of the show, you know, top 10 ways to initiate sex. And this is a time for you to even get out of that comfort zone of yours.
Absolutely.
And break the mold. This is that time to go, hey, you know what? This summer, it may be a little difficult at times, but we're already speaking the expectation. And let's just try some new things. Let's initiate differently. You grab that list, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/initiate. Look it over together. How are we going to initiate this week? What are we going to do next week? Make it a game this summer to find ways that you can enhance that sexual time together. Enjoy that time together in different ways, different places, mm-hmm. right? You're on vacation. Maybe you get one by yourselves and you are on the beach. You are taking that, you know, just that siesta type vacation where you're not going to do anything or much of anything. You know, is it that? Is it there that you guys take on a 7 days of sex challenge or an abbreviated one? Right? Maybe it's a long weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're just doing a long weekend challenge. Whatever it may be, set up those expectations now, this week. Look at your calendar. Where are you going? What are you doing? Is one of the business trips that you're going on this summer, is it one of those business trips that you already plan to take your spouse with you?
And if not, it's not too late.
Right.
Right? You know, do that. Guys, if you're traveling this summer for business, find a way to bring your spouse along for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Create the opportunities. What we don't want is for you guys to get 10 weeks down the road, you know, as Labor Day is coming up and be like, oh, we didn't do anything this summer. Like we put our marriage on hold. We kept waiting for the perfect opportunity. We kept, and it didn't happen. Right? We are coming to you here. It is the first time this show is going to air is going to be May 31st. Right? So you have all of June, July, and August to enjoy your summer. There are no excuses, folks. None for your sexual intimacy to take a back seat. This summer, we have given you the free resource in top 10 ways to initiate at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/initiate. Tony also mentioned the 7 days of sex challenge, which that listener, and then the hug that I read at the top of the show, that's what that listener, that book that the listener was referring to. And you can find that at 7daysofsex.com. You know, do it this summer.
Right.
Right. And I'm actually talking like have sex this summer. Don't take a summer break from your sex life. Your marriage can't afford for you to take summer break for your sexual intimacy.
Right.
It can't. And all it takes is a little more conversation because you're out of your regular routine. If you've got kids, you're out of your regular routine. Even if you don't have kids, summer with picnics and barbecues and get-togethers with friends, it throws off your regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the joy of summer become the downfall of summer because the two of you have not had a conversation about your sexual intimacy.
And I'm just thinking something else here too. We've been talking about you guys taking a vacation, you guys going places. Well, for those of you with kids, are they going to camps?
Amen. Right?
Are they going to summer camps? Now, those may be, you know, week-long camps where they're gone for 4 or 5 hours during the day. They may be on, you know, the older kids, maybe they're taking off for, you know,
sleepaway camps.
You know, they're going to these week-long, they're gone. So make sure you even look at your calendar and see when the kids are gone during those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also gives you those opportunities to look at your calendar and go, hey, you know what? The kids are going to be gone. We're sending them to camp. This frees up our day. Like our kids, you know, we're going to go to Peru. We're gone. And then our youngest will be doing a surf camp
mm-hmm.
with some friends, you know, and that opens up a week where she's gone 4 or 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Our son will be doing football camps. You know, he'll be doing those types of things. And so look at your calendars and see those and recognize those as opportunities for the both of you to connect and be able to have the sexual intimacy you want this year.
Absolutely.
Right? And so maybe even for some of you who are on the intimacy lifestyle, maybe you're doing, you know, 2, 3, 4 days a week. You know, that those are your numbers that you guys have agreed upon to have sex. And maybe during certain weeks of the summer, those are going to be adjusted
mm-hmm.
because of just where you're at, what you're doing. And so address those. It doesn't have to be at the top of the summer. You guys may want to just address that once a week.
Right.
You know, come together though this week and really share that, hey, you know what? This is just another season of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's address it now. Let's not get freaked out about it. Let's just, you know, it doesn't have to be... It just doesn't have to be a fight or an argument or just a letdown. It can just be a time of, hey, we've been doing the sexual or the intimacy lifestyle. Let's just make sure we're on the same page right now as we move forward over the next, you know, 8 weeks, 10 weeks.
Because I can promise you guys, if you have the proactive conversation, it's going to avoid a lot of reactive conversations in the mm-hmm. summer. Because I will tell you, if you don't talk about it, if you don't discuss what your expectations are, if you don't set realistic expectations at the start of the summer, then come August, there's going to be a lot of crankiness in your household.
Right.
Because people are going to be reacting to the situations that happened instead of being proactive about creating the situations that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge difference there. And so you're like, yeah, well, we just want to take it easy and relax and do all this kind of stuff this summer. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, that doesn't work for your marriage. If you have learned nothing from the One Extraordinary Marriage show from the last 6.5 years, winging it doesn't work. It doesn't. We're all about being intentional. So get intentional today, May 31st, 2016. Get intentional about what your sexual intimacy is going to look like this summer so that when those tan lines fade, like I read at the top of the show, when the tan lines fade and you're like heading back into fall, the two of you are going to look at the summer of 2016 and go, oh my gosh, we got intentional at the start and we had our best summer ever.
Yeah. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. That's what we're looking at. When we go on our trip to Peru, that is exactly what we're looking at. We're going, you know what? We're going down there with our tours already planned, right? We know where we're staying. We know where we need to be. We know when we're getting picked up. The next piece was, okay, we want to be able to be sexually intimate, but let's make it so we know it. So we know when those tan lines do fade at the end of the summer and everything's done, we're looking back and we're going, holy cow, we rode alpacas. Or you know what? We got to hang out in Machu Picchu. We got to see a ruin that's been around for so long. We got to hike up to the top of Machu Picchu Peak. And those are the memories that we'll take to us until the end. Right? yes, we're going to have sex. We are. That's a cherry on top, but it's not going to be the thing that is driving us during this trip, which it has in the past. And it's led for, you know, times when we just didn't see the same page. So this summer, you guys, we challenge you this week to be intentional, to take time just to discuss your summertime sex plans. What is it going to be? What's it going to look like for you guys? So when school starts, you guys are already up and going. You guys are moving. You guys are like, this was an awesome summer and one that we are going to remember for many, many years to come. We love you guys. We'd love to hear your comments about how you're going to make sex happen this summer for you guys. We love you. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week.